Can you say you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast?
No, that I am.
You're listening to the Tom
Cam
and Jack
Cam
podcast.
Awful, awful.
Oh.
Shouldn't have bothered.
You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast with me and Jack.
Great.
Podcast. And here's Tom.
So I'm just Tom and you get three words.
My name's Jack Short.
Yeah.
And
yet you're very tall.
Tom Ratcliffe is here with me.
Mm.
And yet...
he's very short.
Very rodent-like.
You're very good.
You put those names together, you got the Tom and Jack podcast.
Mm.
But not the Tom Ratcliffe and Jack Short podcast because... it's a bit indulgent.
There's another Tom and Jack. They're called like the
what?
Tom and Jack Spunking Out or something. Something like that.
That's so strange because we were going to call ourselves that.
I know. Good thing we didn't.
Yeah.
But I think they're Australian, so it's the OK version of Spunk.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have to bleep it.
That's handy.
Yeah.
So there's on the other side of the world, there's another version of us.
Well, I'm assuming they're Australian. Don't know. I found their...
all right, we're on the GX auction today. We got a load of shrimp. No, sorry, I didn't know if it was...
I went on their... I just downvoted them and stuff on iTunes.
Get them down.
One star. Go.
If you're not going to vote us up, at least vote them down.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
Smart.
How are you?
I'm... yeah, right.
Good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know me.
You are just deteriorating week on week.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I'm concerned, mate. I just want you to be
alright.
You're not
concerned. Right. You think
I am. Do you want me to show genuine concern on the podcast? Because I don't think people want to listen to that.
I don't think people want to listen. Full stop.
Okay.
They've already switched.
Let's have a really sincere 35 minutes, shall we?
No.
No.
Anything happened to you this week at all?
No.
Actually. No, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Not dissimilar to me.
No.
I don't think I did. I spent most of the week cleaning the house, actually. Because, not down here.
Got nothing to show for it.
Because my mum's birth brother, if that's the thing. So my mum's adopted.
Ah.
So her birth mother's son is coming to visit us.
Right.
And I thought, I've got to clean the house because he's going to feel bad that his mother left these people in such abject poverty that this is how they live.
So just let him down in the basement.
Yeah, I didn't want him to feel guilty about it because it's not his fault.
It's looking spick and span up there, mate. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
How long did that take?
2 days.
Really?
Yeah. But bear in mind, I've got literally nothing going on. So it wasn't like I had to do around work or socialising or anything like that. 2 days. 12-hour stretches.
Did you get that thing that was growing out of the sink?
I got most of it.
Okay.
I just put some bleach on it.
Okay.
Right.
That tentacle coming out of the dishwasher, is it?
It's very droll, very droll. It's easy to laugh at the poor, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Poor, what do you think I am? Just absolutely loaded?
No, you're one of those knobs who's moved out of their parents' house and suddenly think they're... oh. You are the sort of people that Common People was written about.
It's a victory and you know it and you're just jealous.
What, that you moved out?
Yes.
Oh, you left your palatial mansion with your front garden? You know, I'd give for a front garden.
No, and I don't overly care either.
Right, coming up on the show, I've got a very brief not news that I think you're going to enjoy.
You wouldn't do anything with a front garden.
Oh, well, I'd get a sofa and just sit on it.
On your deck chair.
And drink cans of beer in a vest.
Singing Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks with your pants on.
With my pants on. Ooh.
For a change.
Oh, great. I've never been able to go commando, even.
Nah.
It's too cold.
It's just not in my nature to do that. I don't really enjoy it.
You're very conservative with a small
yes,
C.
Yes.
And a small P.
The more skin I can cover, the better, ideally.
Yeah. Although you are wearing a t-shirt.
Well, I pushed the boat out. It is summer, after all.
Yeah. Right, coming up, we've got a very brief not news. Just a one-off. I mean, I know you love it so much that I thought I can't leave it out entirely.
No. It wouldn't be a full show without it.
True. My common law wife has up and left me for 5 weeks because she's doing a course, allegedly. I'm yet to see any evidence of this. So we'll see at the end of 5 weeks.
If she's learned. Are you going to quiz her?
Well, if she comes back, even.
Ah, okay.
So I've kept a diary because I didn't have anyone to talk to. So I thought normally I offload all my horrible thoughts and feelings onto her.
Yes.
But I didn't have anyone to, and I thought maybe I'll text you, but I thought you'd get annoyed about that.
I just thought you'd text me cat videos instead.
Because that was really funny, that cat video. Right, I sent Jack a video of cats. There's two cats wearing hats, and they've got bells that you get at hotels to ring for a porter. And they ring the thing, and then they get a treat, and then they get overexcited, and they start going mad and banging each other's bells.
You really have lost it, haven't you?
Also coming up, we've got a new feature where we predicted Game of Thrones before it happened and watched it, and then we'll talk about our predictions and that.
Oh, and how did we get on?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. And I can't remember. So, should we play some music?
Please.
And we'll crack on with it.
Is it going to be Linkin Park?
It is going to be Linkin Park, but not yet. So this is Jamie T with 368.
What?
Writing clean from staying till the morning, working in a shop off New Bus Street. Jamie T there
with
368.
That's interesting.
I don't really know what that means.
360 degrees.
Yes, plus
of a
eight.
Circle.
Very good.
And then, but 365 days of a year.
Yeah.
What's 368?
I don't know, a leap year plus two. Don't know. Who cares?
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Right.
I will be sending an email to Jamie T.
Wonderful. So, I've got some knock news for you.
Dear Jamie.
Not news. What a load of sh**. So this is the part of the show where we take a look at some of the news stories that you might have missed this week. I've got
Smart.
A clip here from East Midlands Today. And it's just a police officer being interviewed, but I want you to guess what is happening in the background, and you will never guess in a million years.
Okay, can I have 30 seconds?
Just shut up. Just listen to it. Stop being so rude.
And what's to stop them coming back after the 48-hour period?
That's where our ongoing support from our local teams is there, obviously, to speak to the people and give them support.
Okay, thank you very much. I apologise for the noise in the background there, but there will be much more on this story at 6:30 on East Midlands Today.
Okay, we're going to leave that now. Apologies again for any bad language you may have heard in that live report.
Wow.
Right. So, I really wish we could show the video, but it's the wrong medium. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Adapted, though. Good.
Right, so, as you heard, there's someone losing their mind in the background of that interview.
Yeah, properly losing the plot.
I mean, do you have any idea what's going
no,
on?
No. Okay. A wasp, perhaps?
No.
Angered him?
I will try and find a way of getting the video. I would hopefully link it in the podcast.
I can't think of anything that would make me that angry and to swear that loudly.
Oh, it's not really about what's made him so angry.
Oh, right.
I'm just going to tell you. So that is a human statue.
Really?
I think a blazing row with a member of the public. I don't know why. Apparently the bloke was heckling him. So the camera pans at the end and it shows the human statue trying to square up to this bloke wearing a tracksuit, and there's a police officer stood between. I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh,
when he,
so much.
I want to see the bit where he changes from pretending to be a statue to scream.
I reckon it was gradual, just him sort of trying to mouth out.
Go on,
shut up. And then, and then just absolutely spilling over the edge. Wow.
What did that bloke say to him? You look like the Tin Man or something. Your S, mate, get off. Stop pretending to be a statue. I know you're not a statue. I don't know. Oh, fantastic.
You're not impressing anyone here, son. Why don't you come down from that pole and fight me like a man?
You're making a fool of yourself.
You're kind of asking for it, though. If you're a street performer,
oh yeah,
people are going to heckle you.
There is nothing better than people losing their mind and screaming as loud as they can.
If people pay their good money to go and see a stand-up,
yeah,
and heckle in that environment,
yeah,
people are going to heckle just on the street. That's going to happen.
Mm. In Edinburgh, at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, there are people who like street perform, do proper street performance, and there are people who just sit there wearing Yoda masks and expect you to give them money. Rubbish.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing this summer. Come and see Tom and Jack wearing stormtrooper outfits.
Maybe we should do like Skinner and Badil unplanned, so just sit on a couch and talk about nothing, but not rent a venue, just go and sit in the street and do it.
Or make elaborate Pinky and the Brain costumes and do like a live theatre version of that.
So just paint ourselves white.
Whiter than we already
are.
Yeah. Yes.
And we got to go to Loch Ness and find the Loch Ness Monster.
Give it a rest.
There was a Guardian grant for people to make a documentary, and I was filling out the form, and then they said that you have to film a teaser or something.
Yeah,
and
I'm not
also going to Loch Ness.
You must not be an idiot.
I tell you what, I'm going to Loch Ness once, and I'm not leaving until I find the monster. So I'm not going to Loch Ness to try and prove to them that this will be a great piece of online media.
You want Channel 4 to just, the Guardian to just trust you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Okay.
14 grand. We could definitely do it for 14 grand.
Do what?
Make that documentary.
Right.
And potentially find the monster.
Is that enough bait?
I'm quite worried that we'll turn out and we'll find out the monster was inside you all along.
Excuse me?
And not in a figurative way, in quite a literal way, burst out of you.
Like, I've just been walking around like the villain in the first Men in Black. When he puts himself in that farmer. Like that.
I think maybe you've been subtly talking about the Loch Ness Monster, because the obsession's definitely got more in the last couple of years. Yeah,
not me.
No, but I think maybe you subtly are talking about it, because I think you want to get found.
Right, so you think I'm like the Thing, and I'm just going to explode out and go, and then I'm the Loch Ness Monster.
That is not what happens in the Fantastic Four. Not even the new one. Right, let's play
something
not too
dissimilar, though.
Yes, play some. That is an incredible film, if you get a chance.
I've got to see it.
Have you not seen
no.
it? No. So the opening act, they don't get their powers till, I think it's something mental like 77 minutes in.
That's what you want from a superhero film, isn't it?
So it's your classic two-act structure, when the first act takes up three quarters of an hour, and the second act takes up three quarters of the time, and the second act takes up a quarter of it.
Good.
It's it's pretty sublime. It's an interesting piece of cinema.
It's the same thing with when we talk about adverts and stuff. How does a big piece of work like that go through the system?
Well,
how does that happen?
In fairness to Josh Trank, I think he actually made a good film, or made the film he wanted to, and then the studio went, no, we don't fancy that, mate. We're going to recut it in 8 minutes. Mad. I read a thing last night blaming Christopher Nolan for the state of modern cinema.
Yeah, stop making good films, you idiot.
They took an indie director and gave him a big license, and it turns out he's a genius. And now loads of other studios are trying to do that just to cash in. It's like, okay, great. Why is that Nolan's fault?
Why can't bad filmmakers make crap films and get money? Why? Injustice.
Oh, there you go. That's a week cinema update.
Lovely.
Let's play some music and I'll come back with my diary.
Please.
I think it's time to play some Linkin Park.
Fine. There's just cause for it, so I'll allow it this week.
Good.
What is it going to be?
Well, I don't know. We've got two choices.
Go on.
No, we don't. We've only got one. So, I was going to play something.
Not really a choice, then, is it?
I was going to play something quite obscure, but I thought I'd just stick with a classic. So this is Faint from the first album, Hybrid Theory.
No idea.
Don't shrug.
I don't know it. I'm
so
sorry. Well, I'm sure it's good.
Shut your mouth and open your ears.
I'm sure it's brilliant.
That was Faint by Linkin Park. Rest in peace, Chester Bennington. Don't say anything.
You won't be ignored anymore.
Right, I'm about to do my diary, and I've got a feeling that your mocking of Linkin Park will be mentioned as a frightening premonition of your disgusting character.
Is it possible to preempt my character?
Yes.
Right.
So, as previously mentioned, my common
Explain.
Law... My No, my common law wife has run off and left me.
Yes.
So I decided to keep a diary this week to put all my thoughts and feelings that I usually...
I'd like to...
offload onto her, and that may well be the reason that she's gone away.
I'd like to take this platform to say, Mill, if you're listening, I'm jealous of your 5-week hiatus. Perhaps we could swap out.
Right, so...
Where is she?
She's in Warwick, allegedly.
It's all right, isn't it? Somewhere.
Yeah, I know. But that was, she wouldn't go into specifics. I said, where about in Warwick? And she was like, oh, it doesn't matter. You don't need to know. Okay. So, I mean, well, I might I'll put a bed under this. I'll see how it comes out. So if I have, it starts now.
What? Just because it's all, obviously, when we're recording, it's not here. Could you just try and describe what it might sound like? Because I need some sort of mood setting.
I'd say depressing. Maybe okay. Slightly bucolic, if you could bring that across in music.
I think you probably could.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so, the tone set.
Just bear in mind, I haven't had the most interesting week, so maybe I'll go into some details. And I sort of grew into the diary as it went, so the first entry's quite short. But without further ado. Day one. Played Crash Bandicoot 3 Warped for 2 hours. Someone started typing a message on Snapchat, but they never sent it, so I think it was an accident. Couldn't work out how much yeast I needed for one pizza, so made two. Meant to keep one for tomorrow, but ate both.
You always do that.
Felt sick, so went to bed. So that's the end of day one. So
wow.
If you could just save your comments till after the days, that'd be very much
okay.
Helpful. Day two. Got sunburnt in the garden and trod in a dog that the dog did. Open brackets, bare feet. Went to Jack's house to watch Game of Thrones.
Sorry, when does the bracket close?
After bare feet. What did I just say about comments?
Sorry.
Went to Jack's house to watch Game of Thrones.
Hello.
I thought he might have asked me to come out of politeness and would resent me for coming, but he seemed pleased. He offered me a drink. I hadn't had coffee all day because Mill took all the milk. Jack got some coffee out of the bin and made me drink it. We watched Game of Thrones. After, we sat and talked with Hannah, Jack's girlfriend. I had a really sweaty back from the sunburn. I think they noticed, especially when I put my jacket on even though I wasn't leaving. I had fun, but Jack said he couldn't do it next week and didn't give a reason. Drove home ashamed of my sweaty back. So that's the end of day two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that your memory? Did you notice
I'm not allowed to comment, so... Let's
no, at the
on.
End of each day you can give comment. If you
oh, right. Day two. No, I hadn't noticed the sweaty back.
Okay.
I'm going to Devon next week, which is why you can't watch Thrones.
You could have said that at the time, though.
Well, I hadn't decided to go to Devon until... basically after you left.
Okay.
And I thought I just needed a week off from that.
Okay.
1 week of Thrones and then a week off from you coming around.
Day three.
I did get that coffee out of the bin though, you're right.
Woke up to cat on the floor. I pulled the cat's tail firmly to tell her off. She ran away and I was alone. Went to get cigarettes. The woman looked at me funny. I realised I had 4 shirt buttons undone and did them up. Later, there was a thunderstorm and both cats and the dog were scared.
I was too.
Went to pick Mum up from the airport. Was running late but had to buy toilet roll because Mill took them all with her. Walked really fast to the toilet rolls then to self-service checkouts in Tesco's. The self-service guardian gave me a really weird look and smirked. I think he thought I was rushing home to use them.
Even though there's a toilet in that Tesco.
Wanted to say something, but I was too scared. Paid and walked really slowly to the car. Drove to Luton Airport Parkway, and then put Luton Airport into the sat-nav and drove there. A man in Dunstable looked at me too long at traffic lights. I think it was because I was playing UB40 too loud. Picked Mum up and drove home. We talked about all the Irish slaves Cromwell sent to Jamaica. Any comments quickly before we move on?
What was that, day three?
Yeah, fairly self-explanatory, I think.
The bit about putting Luton Airport into the sat-nav, was that, did it take you to the wrong place?
I put the wrong thing into the sat-nav.
Right. Did you find it?
Eventually, yes.
Well done.
Day four. The cat got into bed with me and bit me until I fed her. Searched for jobs. Saw one that looked good. Read further, and it was one I already interviewed for. I don't think I got it. Found another job and wrote a cover letter. Emailed it with my CV. The email bounced back because the address did not exist. There was almost no food in the house because Mill pretended we didn't need to do a food shop last week, even though she normally tries to do one twice a week because she doesn't have the patience to let things defrost. She thinks I didn't realise she didn't want to buy food for me to eat. But I did. Had a dinner of corn imitation chicken pieces and pasta with what I could scrape from the empty ketchup bottle. Went to bed. Wrote a horror film in my head, but it got too scary, so I was wide awake. Tried to read that book Jack gave me so I could tell him what happened. Read Waterhouse on newspaper style instead.
A couple of questions. Firstly, how many bites?
How many bites?
From the cat, before you finally fed her.
She always does it. She gets into bed with me, gets under the covers, and then will just bite my leg. So she was,
how long do you let that go on for?
It was about 10 minutes when I was trying to read stuff on my phone. I thought, okay, I'll get up and feed her now. Yeah, anything else?
Second question, what was the horror film about?
Right, so I was thinking, why do they use... I don't think they should use so much darkness in films. I was thinking scarier things are when you get up at like 3 in the morning, it's really dark, and then you turn on a light bulb, but it's not quite bright enough. So it's that weird, like, half light, but it's quite bare. And then I was thinking, so imagine if I got up, turned the light on, went to go to the toilet, came back in, all the furniture was in the middle of the room, and then the camera goes first person, and it looks in each corner. So it goes corner one, corner two, nothing, nothing, corner three, nothing, corner four, nothing, back to corner one, and the girl from The Ring's there. And then I sort of sat straight up in bed.
Right.
Yeah, it was quite. I was writing like an. It was like Kierkegaard's theory on creativity, where you just become pure creativity. And I was writing it as I was seeing it in my head.
Great.
Day five. Walked to the train station. A dog in a garden barked at me, so I swore at it. A woman saw. Went to meet Mill's brother in London to see Daniel Kitson, open brackets, comedian, close brackets. Didn't Thanks. Hear from him until 6:30, so assumed the invitation was a joke. He said one of his friends from school was coming. I hoped it wasn't one of the ones that threw my bag in the canal that time. I'd never hung out with Rupert socially, and hadn't seen him since I laughed about his wedding on the podcast I do with Jack, open brackets, see day two, close brackets. We went for a Thai meal. I'd never had Thai before. I had something with noodles, even though I find them hard to eat. I ordered a beer and the woman serving made me repeat it 4 times. I went red, but I don't think anyone noticed. Went to the Camden Roundhouse to watch the show. It was good. After Rupert saw someone he knew, hesitated and introduced me as his friend. But
I love that.
But after he said it was for convenience.
Peace of mind. Yeah. Just for a quiet life.
Got the train home and sat on the floor eating crisps. It was a big bag and said perfect for sharing on the side. I was alone. That's the end of day five.
Lovely. No questions.
No questions. So day six, this is today. Had a fag in the garden and the heroin addict gardening next door used a leaf blower so leaves went in my coffee. Jack sent me a Snapchat to remind me of working in Argos. I'm waiting for Jack to do the podcast. I think he might be annoyed because I haven't written the next script for I haven't written the next script for vloggers or even started it, but I've had such a busy week. I always wait near the door for Jack because once I left him in the rain because I was upstairs and didn't hear the door. I can always see his head through the window at the very top of the door. The man from Linkin Park killed himself yesterday. Jack doesn't like Linkin Park, so I'm afraid he might say something funny and sad on the podcast. Like last week when he said all the...
What did I say last week?
I'm going to bleep that all out anyway, so it doesn't matter.
What did I say last week?
You slagged off.
Oh, yeah, those punks, yeah.
Anyway, any questions?
No, I really enjoyed that.
You're grimly predictable, I think, from that last day of showing, because all of those things happened.
But you know what? I honestly don't mind that, because I think that it shows the relationship that we have.
Mm.
And I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Did you?
And in a way, I actually love you. Oh. That was really sweet.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, more music, I suppose.
Please.
Shit.
Can we do that again? That was really good.
I'm gonna do it every week till Will's back, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe till I get a job. Whichever comes soonest. I can't imagine what will. Well, so I was talking to Mill's brother last night, and he was going, my favourite bit of the podcast...
Oh, your friend.
Well, for convenience. he said my favourite... If he's in a rush, then I'm his friend. and he was saying he likes the bit where we play the beginning and the end of songs, even though we're not on the radio. I think he was being sarcastic.
Well...
So I said it was originally we were going to play sort of maybe quite esoteric stuff or things people haven't heard before, and then that would be a reason to do it. So I thought maybe I'll play something a bit different. So this is Anomaly by Angels and Airwaves from their latest album. And people don't really like Angels and Airwaves, but I do.
Good.
So there you go. So enjoy.
This is how we treat people that are sarcastic about the podcast.
Enjoy nearly 15 seconds of this great song.
This is what you get. What's with those eyes? What you been thinking? Hey girl, spread your wings. The world is a wind to let you in. That smile a mile away, those colors collide.
That was Anomaly by Angels and Airwaves.
Bit sort of somber, that.
I know, after the sort of tragic nature of that diary, I think that's put me on a real downer.
I imagine, like, if we were to do some sort... If we were to film that diary thing, it would probably have that in the background and it would all be sped up. Like, the whole day would be on a time lapse.
But I'm sat there and the world moves around me. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Like a lovely Coldplay video.
Yeah, exactly.
Superb. What are we doing now?
I've got no idea.
If you're a new listener and you think this is unprofessional, we do it on purpose. You should see us when we actually try and be professional. My God, it's professional.
It's pretty professional.
Such professionalism.
When we try to film something, it used to be both Tom and I writing the script. It's now Tom writes the script for it.
No, I write them and then send them to you and say, you add your bit, and you go, yeah, it's all good.
Right. Because it's so good. What do you want me to do?
Thank you.
So
look at you.
Tom writes it now, and then he'll print it out. We'll go to film it. We'll ignore the script, and then we'll film it. So that's good.
Why is that?
That's pretty professional.
Why is this little niggle come out of nowhere?
I don't mind it. I quite enjoy it. I'm just, you're trying to pretend that we're professional in any respect.
I think, because we're not very good actors, I think it helps a lot.
Excuse me?
Well.
How dare you, sir? I'm a thespian.
Sorry, because you're not a very good actor. I think it's... I'm joking, of course.
I could do two different characters.
Oh. That's funny, because we filmed three. So which one can't you do? I know which one it is. No, I'm joking. I can't remember my point. I don't like just learning scripts. I can't be bothered, so I think it's better just to improvise and have the things. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
You brought it up.
We need to talk about something.
No, let's do our new Game of Thrones feature.
Go on then.
So, I've got a jingle, but like I said, I've had a very busy week, so don't feel...
Not expecting much, no.
Good. So, here it is.
Thank you. There's something wonderful about the flute. What a beautiful instrument.
In this feature, we meet up, not every week, maybe only once. We parlay at Jack's house, record our predictions for what's going to happen in that night's episode of Game of Thrones, and then watch it.
Will we then reflect on it now?
Hopefully, yeah. Okay. It's going to be a very short feature. So, without further ado, as you've already heard in the diary, I made my intrepid way over to Jack's flat with my sweaty back in tow.
Yeah.
And these were our pre-match predictions.
Hello, we're sat in Jack's flat. We're just about to watch Game of Thrones.
Season 7, episode uno.
So we're going to do some predictions for it. Right, I think Daenerys, we'll go through the plot points.
Yeah.
Daenerys is going to land at that castle, Dragonstone.
Right.
And Chris from Skins is going to be there. And she's going to want to kill Chris from Skins. But he'll go, don't judge me on my... just because of who my father is. And then she'll go, oh!
Right.
And then he'll join the party with her. So that's my Daenerys prediction.
Okay.
You?
Tyrion, right.
I forgot about him.
He's going to... he'll be there.
Right.
Right, and he'll get off the boat, but he'd be too short. And they'll be just far enough off the shore that he'll fall in and he'll drown. That's him got on episode one.
Right. Is that it for Daenerys?
Yeah.
Poignant. If there's a Euron bit, Euron's going to kill Yara. That's what I'm going for.
I reckon he's going to find that horn. The horn that can take down the wall.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a different horn. There's two horns. Well, he's got the horn.
He's going to have two horns when he finds the other one.
No, there's a horn to bring down the wall, the horn of Jorimund.
Yeah.
And then there's the other one, which is the Dragonbinder horn.
Yeah.
I'm so off that he didn't have either of them in the last one. Now I'm going to have to bleep that.
He's going to find one of the horns, and he's going to think it's a sexual implement, and he's going to put his it.
Okay, that's another bleep.
Who
else? John. Nothing's really going. Peter Baelish is going to turn up with his weird accent.
And he's
going
to be like,
John, the core, your gosh,
if I did, would you mind?
No, because it's not quite Irish. It's like he's trying to not be Irish, and it is a bit Irish. I watched Calvary. Great film. But he's on clearly like a 3-month sabbatical from Thrones because he's playing a doctor, but he's got that beard.
No, there's something that's not right.
Weird.
John's going to be King of the North now, and they're going to be like, right, King of the North, what's the first point of business?
Mm.
And he's going to be like, oh, I'm going to get a haircut.
Great.
Have a little trim, freshen up.
Okay.
And they're like, to war.
You're not taking this seriously, are you?
Are we meant to?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so that's John. Samwise Gamgee will find something worthwhile or something in the library.
He's going to develop anorexia and get dreadfully slim.
How is he still so fat?
Painfully thin.
How is he still so fat?
I think when they were on that ship...
Yeah.
He was just eating...
No, he was throwing up. I think he's bulimic. Can you be fat and bulimic? Yes, John Prescott.
Mystery solved.
So that's that one answered. Cersei. I don't know.
Cersei. She's going to be like...
blow some other people up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's going to turn out she's gay.
Great. Like Yara. I should get off of Yara. I think that's about it, isn't it?
Jamie.
He's with Cersei, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, don't know.
He's going to try and use his golden hand to tickle himself a milk.
They'll probably shag, won't they?
Well, hopefully.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. That's your sister you're doing that to.
Listen, so Bran still can't walk. Bran will go through the wall.
Bran is going to become even more boring than his name suggests.
Bran will flake on that girl he's with.
He'll probably... I don't know. Can't go and do a free and fibre joke. Backfired.
Right.
Who else have we got? Arya.
No, I do not care. I hope she dies. I hope the Hound stabs her.
Fingers crossed.
Brienne will be with Sansa, looking like a reductive stereotype for a lesbian. What? Why did you just like that?
See, I reckon she's going to take her suit off, and it turns out she's actually that character from Star Wars.
Oh, that'd be good. Or the final scene she puts on the helmet. That'd be wonderful. It was Captain Phasma all along.
Yes.
She did nothing in Force Awakens, did she?
Seamless.
There you go.
Cross.
That's the spin-off they're all talking about.
Cross-party intersection.
Well, so we might see the Nightwalker, that bloke. Not the Nightwalker, the Night King.
Sansa.
She'll start. Littlefinger will be chatting in her ear again. You don't need a mug.
She's probably got pubes now.
Great, I think that's probably where we should leave it, maybe. So those are our predictions for episode one. We'll see if they come to fruition.
See you on the other side.
Goodbye.
Wonderful. There we go. Some of your predictions did come to fruition.
Spoilers. There you go.
Well, I didn't say which
one. No, but they're coming up, aren't they? Maybe. So I carry on.
Okay, I see what you did. Smart. Mm-hmm. Bran did indeed go through the wall. We didn't see him get to the other side, though, of course. That would have been too much for one episode.
That's far too much excitement, really.
See him on a toboggan, though.
You don't want people to have a heart attack by seeing a man go through a wall. I hope he gets out the other side the last episode. That would be good.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else happened. Nothing happened. What I like about Game of Thrones is that it really shows sort of the grey in people, that no one's black, no one's white, and no one's innately bad, and no one should be judged on their family or their reputation, stuff like that. So that's why I liked when Arya killed an entire family. That was quite nice.
Yeah.
And then smiled about it. And then, well, I mean, the elephant in the room is Sir Edward of Sheeran.
The ginger elephant.
Doing a lovely little cameo.
Like
we said at the time, I mean, musicians even have done cameos in Game of Thrones before, but that was like the most gratuitous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So he's singing. Ed Sheeran is sat there singing with the bloke from This Is England, which was really weird.
Mm.
And then he just comes on and goes, oh, that's a nice song. What is it? He goes, oh, Galway Girl, out now. He may as well have done that.
Mm.
It was so weird. And then he just sat there. Oh, that really annoyed me.
He looked photoshopped into it. It didn't look like...
Maybe he was.
Maybe
they did the Paul Walker thing to his head. Don't quite know what happened there.
That's your Paul Walker reference of the week.
Mm. It was like some weird 70s sitcom or something, wasn't it? Because, just walks on, everyone cheers. They go, oh, I'm Ed Sheeran. I'm on my tour, but my tour bus has just broken down. Ed Sheeran, what are you doing? Oh, do you want to play a song? Oh, well, I don't have a guitar. Oh, well, Mr. Yamaguchi's visiting from Tokyo to oversee the big deal, and he's got a guitar. Oh, great, well, I'll play my new single available now.
Have you been thinking about this a lot this week?
Yeah, because it annoyed me.
Annoyed way.
Hannah, your girlfriend, said she thinks it'll get people to watch if they know Ed Sheeran's in it. I don't think it will, though.
No, why would the biggest show on TV need a gimmick?
I don't understand why they had so many adverts.
Because people pay a lot of money for those advertising slots.
Yeah, Game of Thrones do. No, not in the show. I mean, why were there so many adverts for Thrones?
To get people to watch the show.
But surely people watch it all.
To remind people that already watch it that it's back.
Mm. Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Don't really understand much about marketing, do you, mate?
Not really. Also, Captain Phasma didn't put on the Captain Phasma helmet at all in that episode.
No.
So
we just have to wait for that.
Hopefully in the next one. It's lovely to wait over a year for something, and then it's like waiting for your birthday, and then you get your first present, and you open it, and it's human inside.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. So there won't be another one of them next week. Can you do the podcast next week?
Yes.
Wicked. There won't be another one of them next week, but maybe the week afterwards, if I'm allowed round your house.
There will be, if you pull your finger out and get to mine for around 8 a.m.
Yeah, but like you say that as a joke, and then I'll turn up, and then
no,
it'll be a harrowing diary entry.
Not a joke.
Well, so you'd be happy for me to turn up at your house at 8 o'clock to watch Game of Thrones before you go on holiday?
We're planning on leaving for our holidays around 10 a.m. So I'm going to watch Thrones before we leave. So if you can get there for before we leave, you can watch it. Get in the Banshee and get on down.
Well,
fine by me, mate.
Mate,
I'll make you another coffee.
Oh, great, another bin-scraping coffee. Thank you.
The coffee... the reason I got it out of the bin, by the way, listeners, was because the coffee... It was an M&S Italian coffee, right? And it all... The ground had all...
Look at you, clumped, pretending you live in poverty.
Clumped together.
Saying things like that.
And formed, like, some sort of coffee bedrock.
God, I dream of being able to throw away coffee. Wish I was that rich.
I dug it back out.
You did, yeah. You were initially... Could I say initially you were going to just put hot water into the glass jar?
A rich man would have turned to his woman and said, "Oi, go and get some more coffee, sweetheart."
Well, you tried that and she said no.
I did not. You disgusting pig. So do not jacuse.
We've gone slightly off topic here. So that was this week's... I don't know. Game of Moans. I know, that's a porn thing. Game of Moans not associated with the pornographic parody.
Good, that was that.
right, more music.
Please.
This is The Boy With A Thorn In His Side by The Smiths.
Again?
What do you mean again? Rudeness.
Sorry.
So that was The Boy With A Thorn In His Side by The Smiths. If you're bored at home, there's a new film coming out about Morrissey called England Is Mine. But we just had a very, very fun 3 minutes of just changing Smith titles to
Why don't you
Morrissey.
See what Smith song you could call a film title?
And the best one that we receive will win that painting that I did for Japanese House Cafe.
Oh, you can't give that away.
Award-worthy short film. Well, I'm moving out, so I'm going to have to throw a load of stuff out.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, eventually.
Oh.
I hope.
I thought you meant imminently.
Well, it seems like a job. Let's not. Come on, this competition. So if you send £5 and a postcard, an address
with
postcard,
your bank details.
Yeah. If you send your mother, the question is, what is your mother's maiden name? And then if you can. When we were on the radio, I wanted to ask people that if we ever got guests on, just have a load of questions and then just drop stuff in like that. Partially as a joke, partially to rob the blind. So if you haven't seen our award-worthy short film, Japanese House Cafe, go and see it. And in at the end of the first day...
Theatre is now.
well, if you...
By theatre, you mean your bedroom.
If you climb under your duvet and watch, turn your laptop on and put full screen, pretend you're in the theatre.
Yeah.
The best one will receive that. And we'll sign it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In character?
Yes.
Okay. The character's called... Tom and Jack.
Exactly.
It's good.
Perfect. Different signatures, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Your signature's rubbish.
So is yours.
No, it's not! That's just... Mum. You've embarrassed yourself by saying that. You clearly have no taste in calligraphy. If you yawn once more, I'm going to throw you out.
It's been a long day.
It's 4:30.
I know, exactly. That's the problem.
We normally start recording it.
Well, don't give it away, people. Do you want another Mark Chapman?
This has been a what? It depends who fought. This has been a washout.
This has been a Tom and Jack production from the Tom and Jack podcast. Tom and Jack.
Next week's going to be next week's going to be just the whole thing's going to be a diary.
We clamber another rung down the ladder into the abyss. See you then.
Right, so if you're still listening, this is the part of the show where we play a TV theme tune. So here is the jingle.
I thought it was the end.
This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. No, it's not the end, as you just said, because I said it was the end the other week just to get you to shut up for that week's one. So this is the last time we'll do that.
Great.
This is the part of the show.
As in, this is the last time you're going to say it's the last time, but it's not actually going to be the last.
No, this is the last time we're doing it, so you may as well just be quiet and let me get through it, because it's the last time. So, this is the part of the show where I play the theme tune of a TV show. I like the TV show itself, even if it didn't have a theme tune.
Do I need to be here?
Yeah, you've got to say goodbye at the end. I've lost a train of thought now. I'll start again. This is the jingle. Still a bit of a laugh. So I like the TV show. I also like the theme tune in and of itself. And occasionally, in some special cases, I will listen to the theme tune entirely separate from the TV show. Probably not this week's one. So this week's theme tune is from The Muppet Show.
Lovely.
And it's the original 1970s version. Unfortunately, it's got laughter and clapping on it because it was ripped straight from YouTube and you can't find a clean version. Because famously, you'll remember that they added in the guest star's name in each of them, so they never actually recorded it properly. That's all I have to say about it. R.I.P. Jim Henson. And this, welcome to the...
Two R.I.P.s in one show.
Welcome to the Muppet Show.
R.I.P. Chester Merriweather and
you've really come unstuck with that Linkin Park thing.
What is his name?
Chester Bennington.
Because
I knew what you were
disgusting. Called Chester only last night.
I knew what your disgusting reaction would be. So not only are you hateful, but you're predictable.
Why are you so upset about it? What's the matter?
I'm not upset about it. I think it's embarrassing for you.
It's the Muppet Show with our special guest star, Miss Ruth Buzzy.
Wonderful.
Indeed.
I prefer it when they're written for the show and they're quite short, so we don't have to listen to 4 minutes of
Good enough.
There Might Be Giants. So, that was this week's. This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. So, that is about all we've got time for this week.
Isn't it,
Jack? It's been a mixed bag.
I feel exhausted now.
If you listening could find us on all the social media channels, that would be great. And a good rule of thumb is just to like and subscribe anything with our names attached to it. Our web series Vloggers has been featured on the British Comedy Guide, which is the UK's biggest comedy website.
It's only the biggest comedy website in the entire British Isles.
Yeah, I was speaking to a young man called Mark who was delighted to put it on the website, and he has done. Unfortunately, I wanted to put them up individually because then they get put on a page, whereas now they're hidden behind a big index. But never mind, shouldn't be ungrateful. So go and watch that. In fact, I'm going to start uploading the new one, which I think is pretty good.
That's coming from the creator himself.
I'm going to start uploading that any second now. And if you haven't had enough, there is a little thing called Android, which also allows podcasts. So if you don't have an iPhone or iTunes or a Mac, and genuinely, hand on heart, can look me in the eye and say you don't think they're superior products, and you're not happy to sweep their human rights violations under the rug for the sake of ease and functionality, then the link to subscribe and download our podcasts on the Android will be in the description.
I'd like to just point out, as far as I'm concerned, you can be okay, you can have an Android device, And have suppressed that knowledge that Apple products are superior.
Okay.
So you can walk around with your Android device and be like, well, I actually think that they provide a really good platform for doing... You can say that. I know that you don't mean it.
Mm.
And you know that you don't mean it. That's fine.
Mm.
Just download the podcast.
Yeah, that's recompense. Equally, you might have an Android...
It really is recompense.
You might have an Android device because it's cheaper than getting an iPhone. And you actually love human rights violations, as do we.
Yeah. You might have a Samsung phone because you think for some reason that Samsung aren't some sort of evil, dirty conglomerate.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So if you... yeah.
I wouldn't ever buy an Apple product. They're evil. I'll buy Samsung, those lovely green guys that really care for the environment.
I think there is some...
Well done to you.
There's some sort of scale of... disgusting decrepitness that those factories are rated on, and something like the top 10% come in just below fit for human habitation.
Good.
So the best thing would be to go and live in a forest and not buy anything.
Wait for capitalism to blow over.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have a lovely podcast.
Well.
And on that bombshell.
Don't do that.
What? Not on that, what, on that bombshell?
On that bombshell. Okay.
Right, take that back. And that, with that, it's the end of the podcast.
It's just a variation of what you already said. Thanks for listening.
God, you.
Bye. We love you.
Yeah.